also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, here on Live and Local, we talk a lot about news of the day. And today, the news, Bruce Willis has dementia. We found out today that John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, who just was in the hospital, is now back in the hospital. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story. It's kind of like it's really sad, but it's sad also for the people of Pennsylvania. Why is he back in the hospital?
Well, we know he had some physical ailments which were on display when he was involved in that debate with our good friend Dr. Oz, and then he goes into the hospital a few days ago, and he's treated for unknown purposes. Now, less than a week later, he's checked himself back into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for treatment of clinical depression.
Now, wow!
This is something, of course, you know, we don't want to, you know, kick him in when he's down. But I think you would agree, Kevin, that when this was brought up by a reporter, that Fetterman couldn't even answer basic questions before the election, that reporter was chastised. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And when he did come back to the Senate for a vote just a couple of days ago, he brought with him a tablet that essentially digitalized speech.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I do remember that too. But a physician there at Walter Reed Medical Center recommended that inpatient care would be the best course of action to take. So this is not something where they say, hey, you know, go home, relax, you know, here, take a couple of pills. It must be really bad because they have checked him into the hospital. Now, it was the stroke last year that we were worried about. Now we're not only worried about his physical health, but now we're worried about his mental health. And I guess from the Pennsylvanians' perspective, they got to be wondering, why didn't we just go ahead and vote for Dr. Oz?
And by the way, for the record, we've got another roughly 6 years of John Fetterman.
Yeah,
and he may be in and out of the hospital for a variety of issues. And the clinical depression, I don't think I have ever been diagnosed with clinical depression, but it's sad. And we all wish him well, and our thoughts and prayers are with him. But the people of Pennsylvania aren't getting their money's worth. $174,000 what they pay these senators and congressmen. Yeah. Do you think the people of Pennsylvania are having sticker shock or buyer's remorse or any of that other stuff? Yeah. Coming up, Marcos Lopez will give us the very latest from Carson City. He is the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. We'll talk about what is going on. Are laws actually being made or are they just being talked about? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is mine auto, and this is mine key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Addressing the nation today, President Biden says the latest three objects taken down by U.S. fighter jets pose no threat and says he'll work with lawmakers, allies in China, but he won't accept spy balloons.
We are going to keep our allies and the Congress contemporaneously informed of all we know and all we learn. And I expect to be speaking with President Xi, and I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this. But I make no apologies for taking down that balloon.
The president has directed National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to lead an interagency team to review U.S. procedures after the U.S. shot down the Chinese balloon. Correspondent Jennifer King reports President Biden has gotten a medical exam today amid questions about his abilities as the oldest president ever at 80 years of age.
During Biden's last known physical in 2021, a neurological exam found nerve damage to his hands and feet, spinal arthritis, and compensation for a broken foot that caused him to walk more cautiously. He underwent a colonoscopy in which a benign-appearing polyp was identified and removed. In July, the president caught COVID-19, and the White House said he had very mild symptoms. Asked in a recent interview about his age and ability to be president, Biden replied with what's become his stock line, "Watch me, it's all I can say."
The man who shot eight students at Michigan State University, killing three, was found with two handguns and a note containing a possible motive for the attack. Police described Anthony McCray as a loner whose father said he had no friends. Investigators are trying to determine if mental health played a role in the Monday shootings. One of the five wounded students is in stable condition, while the others remain in critical condition with signs of improvement. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 431, the Nasdaq dropping 214, the S&P 500 lower by 57. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killian and Leia, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes. Your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to ruffgreens.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 204. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. 2022 was a record year for gaming, nationally and locally. The American Gaming Association reports gross gaming revenue hit $60.4 billion last year. That's up nearly 14% compared to year over year, topping the previous record of $53 billion. Last year's record win could have been bigger, as the Gaming Association expects the total U.S. gross gaming win to top $100 million once the tribal gaming revenue is added in. The Las Vegas Strip led the way, bringing in $8.2 billion, followed by Atlantic City at $2.8 billion. Along the Strip, there were three other Nevada markets that also made the top 20 list for gaming revenue. After crashing during Super Bowl 57 this past Sunday, the William Hill and Caesars Sportsbook mobile sports betting apps are back up and running. Customers got an email yesterday telling them that their accounts were available. The company said that they were offering two $50 bonus sports bets to customers which were affected by that app shutdown. KMCQ satellite weather, sunny and breezy today, 5 to 10 mile per hour winds, high of 52. Right now it's 48 degrees.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We do see a little bit of congestion as you work your way towards the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area. Interstate 515 southbound at Main Street. Volumes are heavy, 15 south at Spring Mountain. And watch out for a crash southbound Eastern at Warm Springs.
Gather round. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough.
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out.
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And the special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Paulie knows and all the good men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for all you do. And we really, really appreciate it. Joining us now, Marcos Lopez. He is the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. And he joins us. He, of course, has been tracking the 82nd Nevada Legislature. This is week number two. It will conclude, I believe, tomorrow. Be off over the weekend and then back at it on Monday. Or maybe not Monday. It's President's Day. Don't know. But let's find out from Marcos Lopez. Will they be meeting on Monday next?
They will be meeting. I have found out that federal holidays don't necessarily apply during the legislative session. But I always try to give the special attention, especially if there's a holiday on Monday. Because historically speaking, that's when they try to sneak in the sneaky items.
Isn't that the truth? What do we know about what's happened in these first 10 days since beginning on the 6th of February?
So I think since the last time we spoke, the biggest thing that I have noticed has been what a difference an administration change makes. As these agency heads are coming out and reporting, the one that has been the biggest change I've noticed so far that already has delivered two big wins, in my opinion, has been the new director of the Department of Administration. His name is Jack Robb. He is a Lombardo appointee. Because of him, two major green agenda bills that was being pushed by the Sisolak administration were already withdrawn without a hearing or anything. It's just the change already with a different administration and power is very encouraging. And both of those dealt with new constructions and getting electric vehicles for the state fleet. And these victories were
automatic. It's just a different direction we're going. We're going to be more cautious about how we spend our money. We're going to be more cautious in what we invest in as a state. I think it's a wonderful change to begin with.
We're going to take a quick break. And I know we're doing it early, but we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more with Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey, how you doing? You want luxury for less? I got you. I got a 22 Chrysler 300 Touring for you for $29,998, okay? That's $29,998. I got one. Do you want a muscle car legend like a 22 Dodge Challenger GT model? I got one, too, for $6,115 off. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. We are the Mopar Power Brokers, okay? Right on the corner, right on the price, corner of Sahara and Decatur. 5050 West Sahara. Come see me.
Mr. Pink, baby!
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back with Marcos Lopez, the Outreach and Coalitions Director for NPRI. We are into week two. In fact, we'll be closing out week two of the 82nd Nevada Legislature. Do we have any feel right now from the bill draft requests that have been filed as legislation what the Democrats' strategy is going to be in this 82nd Nevada Legislature?
So a big portion of their strategy is going to be about fighting for, quote-unquote, health care, which is really just them trying to get the government more involved. And we're seeing this through two different paths. The first is abortion. They want to make sure that Nevada protects abortion and becomes a destination where individuals from other places in the country can come to the state and be able to get their abortion without concern of them being turned over, particularly if their jurisdiction originally has outlawed the act. And then secondly, it is trying to expand, actually, Medicaid for illegal immigrants, which is quite a bold move, especially when we look at Medicaid and Medicaid expansion over the last 10 to 20 years. It is the only segment that really hasn't had a Medicaid expansion towards them. So it is quite a bold move for them to kind of go down this path. Of course, I'm not too concerned with Governor Lombardo holding the veto pen, but it is a very bold move on their end.
And do we have a feel for what this would cost? I mean, this sounds like it could be a huge outlay of cash. And I know we've got a lot of the Biden bucks flowing into our state, and we have a surplus, and that's great. But do we have enough money to pay for this?
The big concern with Medicaid really is what happens when the federal money runs out, as you alluded to. We are continually seeing a decreasing share of federal funds, and it's really going to come to a head even with the expansion that was done under Governor Sandoval here within the next 10 years. And the state's going to have to be sucking up a larger portion of those funds and that cost to the state. We don't have an exact number yet. In fact, the bill itself hasn't been fully released. The only reason we even know that this is coming down is because it was mentioned during the start of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, and it was Senator Robin Titus from up north who actually peppered the speaker a little bit more to figure out what do you mean, what would this expansion really lead to, and that's where it came out that this is a quest to expand Medicaid for illegal immigrants here in the state of Nevada.
Do we have an idea of what the governor would do? Would he veto such a measure, or has he come out one way or another on that measure?
I don't believe he's come out yet, but I would be surprised if a veto did not come. And what I'm seeing so far from the Republicans in the Senate, we're calling them the Great Eight here in Nevada policy, the eight Republicans that are needed to uphold any veto by the governor, is that there are early signs of them holding together. Recently, on the floor, there were two or three bills that were vetoed by the previous governor, Sisolak, but he vetoed them after the legislative session was over. So since there is no vote to see if they can override it, it is introduced the following session, which would be this one right now. And those bills are pretty much considered dead on arrival because we know that those eight Republican senators are going to hold tight. And that is the message that they're getting and they're giving to Nicole Canizero. So we will see how long this continues to hold. But so far, the communications among those eight seem to be very strong from the meetings I've had.
Marcos, I want to talk about another area that is near and dear to this program and to a lot of folks across the state, and that's education. What are the early indicators as far as education and what the Democrats have in mind, what they're willing to negotiate on, and what is, from the Republican perspective, dead on arrival?
So the first thing is this $2 billion. It seems that these $2 billion that the governor mentioned is pretty much a done deal. Now, we need to see what else comes with the $2 million. That's where the discussion around school choice and school choice programs has been. This $2 billion, we got to keep in mind that the governor does lay out a budget. However, once the budget leaves his hands and it enters the legislative building, it ceases to be his budget. At that point, the legislature really takes a hold of it. They take the decision buckets of how the money will be allocated, and they really have a say on which way it's going to go. There's generally some deference that's given to that original plan that is submitted. So we do expect that those $2 billion will be given out. The question is, how will those $2 billion be split out? And then will the Democrats get through the $250 million they want for just general across-the-board raises to all teachers? And this is important because we are facing a teacher shortage, but we have to make sure that we're hiring good teachers, and we have to make sure that the education that's actually going in the classroom is both accountable and is achieving results. We can't just be throwing money at the problem. So there is an interesting discussion going around about what does accountability look like. And I do believe, and I take the governor at his word for the time being, when he says that if there is no improvement in our education system here in 2 years, that he will come back with a plan to restructure how education is done in Nevada from the top down.
Wow, that would be a major departure. Do we know, have we seen a lot of lobbying from the Clark County School District? And have we seen folks on the other side of this for folks that want accountability? Are we seeing both sides equally represented?
The teachers union will always have a greater presence. It's just they're a much larger force. There's a lot of money behind them. And at the end of the day, they have an advantage because they are government workers lobbying the government. But we are seeing the School Choice Coalition, actually, that Nevada Policy is also a part of, on Monday held, actually on Tuesday, held a rally in front of the Capitol. We had over 250 people show up. Those are a combination of students, private schools, charter schools, and just general people that care about the quality of education in our state. They had a whole lobbying day. It seems to have been that the communications were very positive. And a great deal of the coalition's work now is, how do we keep this issue at the forefront? How do we ensure that there is proper funding for the Opportunity Scholarship Program and the TOTS grant program? And how do we provide more resources for charter schools? And in that path forward, you know, those meetings will continue to happen here at the legislature. And we're staying involved in the Education Committee and following it very closely.
I know that in the previous administration, we would go weeks without seeing the governor in the halls of the Assembly or the State Senate, glad-handing people, talking with people, inviting them to his office for these 30-minute chats. It just didn't happen under Sisolak. Are we seeing a more visible Joe Lombardo?
I would say yes. The amount of legislators that I've spoken to so far that say they have taken that walk to go to see the governor, or the governor's staff has met with them, is significantly higher than I've seen before. And it's not just Republicans that I'm speaking to. I mean, I also have to speak to Democrats. I have to see, different committee chairs. And all those committees are controlled by the Democrats right now. So I have to talk across the aisle and talk to everyone. And everyone generally is having a positive tone of the amount of interaction they're having with the executive branch.
I want to ask you about NPRI. I've covered the legislature along with NPRI for a number of years, and it's been wonderful to watch how you folks prioritize certain issues. And I know in recent years there's been all kinds of transparency issues and different things that you folks have championed. Some have passed, some have not. What are the issues right now, whether it be occupational licensing or other things like that, that you folks have been tracking and will continue to track with your bill tracking service?
So on our bill tracker, it is a wide range of issues, as you mentioned. So occupational licensing is on there. Worker freedom, which kind of falls also into, you know, mandatory unionization if you're in the government. We have taxes, spending. We have green agenda items that are of concern to us. Regulatory matters, and general, just how do we keep the economy going? How do we allow Nevadans to be as free, as prosperous as they can? And that's all in our bill tracker. That's at nevadapolicy.org/bill tracker.
And again, we have it on there where you can filter it out by issue. You can find the representative to get in contact with, and you're able to just find more information, what our thoughts and analysis of the policy is, as well as the actual text of the bill, if you want to dive into that. So we're looking at all that. It's education, taxes, spending, regulations, and